Performed by Cricket. Epilogue. A Wish Remembered. Morning drifted through the curtains like a song the house knew by heart. Eli blinked awake to the smell of cinnamon and the hush of new snow. The world outside was white and shining, not from frost or fear this time, but from the light, the color of soft laughter. On the window ledge, the snow globe still glowed, gentle as a heartbeat. The tiny train inside circled under a ribbon of aurora that had learned how to rest. From the kitchen came a hum, his mother's hum, the one she used when cocoa was almost ready. He smiled before he even remembered why. Downstairs, the living room was a postcard of peace. Stockings by the fireplace, the old clock ticking like it approved of the day. Mrs. Wren's stray cat had adopted them and was asleep in a basket, shaped suspiciously like Crinkle's hat. "Morning, my sleepy hero," his mom said, setting a mug beside him. "The world's still in one piece. Guess that's your doing?" Eli took the cocoa and grinned.
"Team effort. Pretty good team, too."
"They wrote, you know." She nodded towards the windowsill. He followed her gaze. A snowflake was pressed against the glass bigger than the rest, shimmering with faint gold edges. As he leaned closer, it pulsed once and unfolded like paper. A voice spilled out, warm and rumbling.
"Keep the light moving, Captain."
Barnaby's laugh followed, low and proud.
"The rails go where kindness leads. We'll see you when the world needs another story."
Eli laughed, and so did his mom, even though she didn't fully understand. The snowflake folded itself back up, drifted into the globe, landing softly atop the reindeer's back. Inside, the tiny train whistle blew once. That evening, as twilight painted the snow pink, Eli sat by the window with a blanket around his shoulders. He traced his finger along the globe's surface, smiling at the familiar shapes inside. Barnaby waving from the locomotive, Noel riding the wind above, Pippa and Gadget tinkering with impossible ideas, Crinkle throwing confetti straight into his own face. But then he noticed it. A second light. Small, flickering, deep inside the globe, beyond the miniature north, beyond even the mountains at its edge. A new shimmer pulsed like a heartbeat. The snow light dimmed around it, making space, listening. Eli squinted. For a moment, the glass misted. Then the scene shifted, showing an expanse of dark sea and an island of jagged ice rising where none should be. Just before it, he thought he saw stars moving beneath the surface, swimming like fish. The globe hummed in his hands. He stood up, heart racing, not from fear, but the kind of excitement that starts new chapters. "Mom!" he called. "In the kitchen, love." He slung his satchel over his shoulders, the same one he'd carried since the first day this all began, and pulled on his red scarf. His mom turned, wooden spoon in hand, and tilted her head. "Another adventure?" she asked softly.
"Just delivering a little light," he said.
She smiled the kind of smile that made the whole house warmer. "Then take a sandwich. Heroes think better fed." He grinned, hugged her tight, and stepped out into the snow. The world was still glowing. Street lamps wore halos, children's laughter rose from doorways. Somewhere, far above, the aurora stretched like a yawn, slow and content. Eli paused at the gate. The snow globe's light reflected faintly in the window behind him. Two figures inside a small home. One reading aloud, the other listening. It looked like memory and future holding hands. He took one step into the snow, then another. Behind him, the reflection in the glass shifted. The tiny Midnight Express puffed to life inside the globe, smoke curling upwards into the aurora, A whisper of wheels followed Eli's footprints as if the train of light was beginning its journey again, unseen but certain. And high above the world, a faint star blinked awake, new, bright, and waiting. For every story that ends, another snowflake starts to fall.